This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You think you understand me? You think you have an inside point of view? You think that you command me? You think I'm gonna hate to break it to you?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Let 'Em Know podcast. This is Angela, your host, and today I am so very excited to have two very special guests sitting here with me today. I have my daughter, Haley. Say hi, Haley. And I have Dominic.
Hello.
Hi, Dominic. If any of you have been following me at all on social media, you may have seen or heard each of these two through their band that they first met in, that's called Memory Lane. And I love nothing more than supporting their band. And we were just talking off air. You guys have a show coming up here in Cleveland. So those of you local, make sure that you save the date for August 1st. Memory Lane will be playing at the Wild Eagle in Cleveland. But beyond Memory Lane, I would love for each of you to just do a quick little introduction to the listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Haley.
Okay, well, my name's Haley. I'm 25 years old.
You're going to have to cut this part out. I don't know what to say. There's no cutting. We're not cutting anything.
Yes, you will. I've been singing since as long as I can remember. Music has always been a super, you know, important part of my life. I come from a musical family. Don't start with me, bro.
You have to do it.
I don't even know what else to say.
That's it. You don't have to say anything else. I'm not editing that out.
Because yes, Mom,
no, no, that's part of the natural conversation. Oh, also, I feel like when people go on podcast, I think everybody has this idea that you have to be like so perfect and polished, and people are just listening to a conversation. So if you're nervous,
I don't even know how to talk. I just know how to sing.
Well, you do know how to talk, I think. I think that's obvious. You wouldn't be able to sing if you couldn't. Maybe you could. I don't know. But regardless, okay, I'll ask you more questions when we get back to you. But great.
Let's go to Dom.
Dom, okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Dom. I can also talk. I have been playing music since I was 14 years old. I started playing guitar. I have a couple family members that have played. None of them really were like performers necessarily, more so bedroom musicians. But
what's a bedroom musician?
Like someone that's not really like out to perform live. They're just, you know, they're playing in their room, enjoying doing that.
I thought it was like they just play like sexy time music.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like,
oh. Oh my God. That's great.
Wow.
So they play in their houses by themselves. So I started like performing when I was 16.
Okay.
And then I joined a touring band and did that for almost a decade. And here I am now.
All right.
That was so much better. You should have started. You should have started that.
Don't be true. You're here. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, Haley is my daughter. So if you hear me just talking more like straightforward with her, it's because you're just beating yourself up for no reason.
I think something about you being my mother interviewing me makes it even scarier.
I'm just a person. Okay. So knowing the two of you through the band, right? Memory Lane, like we talked about earlier. How did you guys meet each other? Like, I feel like when you're in the music scene, and a lot of people that I know that are, they're, you know, working separately or trying to put their names out there in whatever way that they can. And you guys seem to have really found a specific niche and a really great, talented group of people that formed to put this band together. And I would love for you to share a little bit about how you guys came to be together.
Okay, so obviously we met through Memory Lane. We performed together. We got to know each other through rehearsals. You know, we traveled, really got to know each other. And we had gotten together one night to record backtracks for a Memory Lane show. And after that, well, we kind of already had talked about maybe writing some songs together. We would always noodle around at rehearsals and stuff like that. And it actually came to life that I don't even know one of the, you know, the time we recorded back vocals and stuff like that, but we just started making another song and I don't know. We kind of realized like, this is really kind of cool. Maybe we should start doing this. And then it really started with, we were kind of just doing like instrumental kind of 2 minute little clips.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How we you would explain that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to just add to that, like she had mentioned, in rehearsals we would just kind of noodle around, and I had noticed right away that her and I had this musical chemistry that I've had musical chemistry with other people. I've played with a lot of musicians, but there was definitely just a different energy between us two. So you know, yeah, we would noodle around, and then like she had mentioned, we got together, we had started writing like little clips of things, and we decided, you know, hey, let's just do this. Let's just make some clips and like almost like moments of music, like whatever we're feeling in that moment. And we did that for a little while. And then it's kind of just evolved into us being like, hey, like let's write banger songs.
Yeah. I think again, for anyone that doesn't know Haley specifically, like a couple years ago, you were writing your own music and you put out a little, I don't even know what you call it,
an EP?
An EP.
Yeah,
okay.
It was two songs.
Look at me knowing things.
Look at you.
And that was really cool. Like, I feel like you know, if you were to search your name on Apple or Spotify, I would imagine similarly to like me doing this podcast, when you see your name or whatever out there, you're like, oh my gosh, this is really real.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Yeah. And so
she was 17.
I was
also
17 when I wrote the songs that are on the EP, but I didn't release them until like 2020 ish.
Okay.
I can't remember, but yeah, I was 17.
It was
old.
Definitely COVID era.
Yeah.
I think that
it was like right after quarantine.
Yeah.
We had the little release party.
Quarantine was really rough for a lot of different reasons, but I feel like so much cool art came out of that period, and so many people felt inspired to like do what they have been dreaming
this
of doing.
Podcast was
literally
from COVID. Like I really didn't listen to podcasts at that point in time, but it was just a happenstance of things that I was like, oh my gosh, I felt compelled to want to talk about a story. And then there was a podcast studio that was at the top of the street where I was living, and all of these little things happened. And here I am 6 years later, still doing it.
That's so cool.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, all right.
Shout out to quarantine.
Shout out quarantine.
I always feel bad because I know that obviously a lot of people like dealt with really horrible things and people lost their lives. And I can't imagine having gone through that experience, losing something. But on the other side of that, I do find that there's more people like myself or like you guys, right? That there were a lot of beautiful things that came out of COVID. And if that was you discovering a passion in songwriting, or at least like having the courage to put it out there, what was yours that you were doing? Or like, what do you feel like you...
Honestly, it was also songwriting for me, because I had mentioned I toured for a long time with my old band. And in 2017, we did our farewell tour. And then I kind of had a weird relationship with music at that point after it, because I had a lot of pain associated with like the music business. And so I took a few years off. Like, honestly, I was probably picking up my guitar like once a month maybe. And once COVID hit, you know, you're just like, okay, what can I do in my house? And that's when I got recording software and I started playing my guitar a lot. And I just began writing and so same thing.
Yeah.
Same as you.
All right. So you guys end up being in this band together. I would love for you to share a little bit about how that happened. Like I don't want to fully announce the part that we're announcing, but I just want to go like through the process of you guys are in this band together. I love the word noodling, by the way. You guys are noodling and just kind of discovering that there's this chemistry together. Yeah. And so how has that been? I feel like you guys are still actively doing stuff with Memory Lane, and now you're kind of branching off into your own thing. Does it feel like a lot to be doing both, or does it feel manageable? Because I know it's challenging to be.
Yeah.
I'm just going to answer. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
It is a lot. I'll be honest. My mind's always racing and I'm trying to I feel like I'm juggling things all the time. It's hard. But I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Like it's definitely, it's two completely different like genres of music that two of the same people are like accomplishing. You know what I mean? Like it's, I don't know. There's like practicing for Memory Lane and then there's trying to write music for LMTL and all that stuff. But it somehow is just so fun and so like creative. I don't know.
Yeah. You access different parts of your brain, obviously, because part of it is creation. The other part is like fun playing, or I was going to say music that we grew up on. It's really just music that I grew up on.
Yeah, no, he's an unk.
Like playing covers and, those shows are always just a blast.
Yeah.
It's very different, but.
Yeah.
Very different, but it's manageable.
Definitely it's different, but I think at some point you guys have been together, playing together as Memory Lane for
years.
2 years?
I think three.
3 years.
3 years. Yeah. So like practicing is probably not as frequent as maybe it once was, because you kind of just on auto repeat at this point, right? Like you might have to brush up a few things, or do you still practice on the reg?
Well,
right now we're actually, sorry. I see her hesitancy in answering this. Right now we are actually, we talked and we decided to start like ramping up our practice schedule.
Oh, cool.
And really that's just because our last show, albeit it was a great show, the crowd loved it, we were not fully happy with what happened.
It was a very humbling experience.
Yeah.
Really?
We got the whole show recorded for us, like in ears.
Yeah.
And it's a different sound outside.
You're hearing it at its most
what
raw.
We're hearing is like isolated, just live on our part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No backtracks like on the outside, like nothing crazy.
No mix.
No mix.
Yeah.
Was it all over the place?
It was a very humbling experience.
I think that's a good way to put it.
It really woke us up.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. We're all individually very good musicians, but I just think
we
were not all on the same page. We hadn't performed a show in months. We were kind of like on a hiatus for
six months.
So it was our first show back. We were just full of nerves and we were like, yeah, we're going to get it recorded. It's going to be so fun. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oof. Okay. Well,
but hey, it was motivation.
For sure.
For this next show.
Yeah. I think sometimes it is those moments when you think that you might be, even when I started that whole conversation, was like, you guys are used to performing and you're just kind of like, oh, we can do whatever. But then you have those moments where you have to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, that was the band.
Not as actually good as I thought I was that night. The good thing, though, is that most people, we don't notice those.
Right, everybody's got a few beers in their system.
There were people out there throwing up outside.
No, really? People black out at Memory Lane shows. It's crazy.
I mean, I don't, but I think it's so funny because people just go crazy.
They just have so much fun.
Well, it's so emotional. Yeah. Isn't that the point of emo music?
I see what you did there.
Okay, so enough about Memory Lane. Let's get it. Yes.
Is that what that was?
That was. Oh, okay. All right, this is a good chance for a quick break. We'll be right back.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And we're back. Okay, I know that there was one other piece that I even forgot to mention with Memory Lane before we move on. You guys have a new member in the band, so that
we do.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
We do not an official member yet. We're going through a trial period.
Hazing? Are we hazing?
A little hazing.
Okay.
but her name is Alexis Shook. She's been a drummer from the Cleveland scene for quite a while. Mm-hmm. She's very good. But she will be performing with us our next few shows, and
yeah, we're
possibly
excited
from now on. So
she's really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's great. How is that like internally? Because I feel like the other two members are family, you know, so I just feel like sometimes it could just make things a little uncomfortable. But
I feel like it was a hard transition. Like not really, it hasn't really been a transition yet. It's kind of been new and we haven't really had our first rehearsal yet. So we will all get that chance to kind of play together pretty soon, actually on Sunday. But that decision, it was a really sad, like when we heard, I mean, I was really upset. I know, you know, our guitar player, Josh, is his brother. Yeah. So that was a hard decision for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I love Sean. That's our previous drummer. I love him. I've been, you know, I've known him since we were both like 13 and 14. So we go way back. I've been through a lot of like member changes in different bands over my life. So, I don't think it necessarily hit me. Is that your chair?
Yes. Okay. I was just trying to give her like a cue. Like every time you move, that chair is like, I don't know. We found these in the trash room when we moved in here.
So
I don't care what they make. They were free. So here we, okay, let's.
That's funny. I guess I was just saying that, you know, I've experienced a lot of member changes before, so it's not going to hit me the same as it does Haley, because this is your first band, and Sean's the only drummer you've ever performed with. So, you know, when I take myself back to those points growing up, like I remember my old band when my best friend Brad left the band, like it was like devastating to me. You know, so I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the future though, for sure.
Yeah. I was just about to say that, like I'm optimistic for, you know, what's to come, you know.
Definitely. And knowing as much as I do about the band in general, I know that he just had a baby. So there, you know, there's seasons for everything. And I think any parent would choose to want to probably devote some extra time and attention to their child, because before you know it, they're sitting across from you and they're 25 years old on your podcast talking about how they're taking over the music scene.
Oh, I did say that.
All right. So moving on to what you guys are into now. So tell us about this new venture. I know you mentioned the name earlier, but I would love it for you guys to announce what's happening with this new music that you are creating together.
Okay. So we are called LMTL, which is Elemental or Limitless, you know.
Which one is it?
I say both. I think it's both. We're Elemental and we're Limitless. So I don't think we have any boundaries.
LMTL squared.
Yeah. LMTL squared.
Now, I like rolling with Limitless personally. Yeah. But
it was formerly the Friday Files, which is kind of what I brought up earlier about how, like, when we first started, it was those 2 minute, you know, kind of little projects that we were doing, and mm-hmm. it was just going to be called the Friday Files. But then, you know, as we kind of progressed and was like, let's actually make songs, we didn't think that that would really fit as a name. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt a little bit strange, like the Friday Files, and what it might just be that we're associating it with what we sounded like musically before that, where it was kind of in this like indie folk kind of mm-hmm. territory. Mm-hmm. That name was very fitting for that. But now that we're starting to write, you know, more into that like funk pop territory, we felt we needed, you know, we needed a lift up with the yeah. name.
Yeah. So powerful name.
Yeah. I feel like I don't like Elemental. I feel like it should be Limitless.
Limitless.
Yeah. It's Limitless then. I really wanted.
Done. You got it.
Angela said it. That's the way it is.
That's it. Let them know.
Let them know.
Yeah. I really just wanted the acronym. Like I like that,
definitely.
The flow
it's
of
cool.
LMTL.
Yeah. And it could just be LMTL, and that is the name of it, and you don't have to have it shortened for anything. I think
yeah.
exactly.
It could be whatever you want it to be. And plus, sure. you haven't like full, well, aside from having some teasers on social media, I don't think it would matter in terms of marketing purposes. Like nobody knows either way
right.
what it is.
We so haven't released still. Anything yet. Yet.
Yet. Okay. So. Yet. I have had the privilege of listening to some of these. Actually, I'm going to drop a little teaser right here for the audience to hear. Okay, so I don't know. When I hear this track, both of the tracks that I've heard, though, they're very, very, very catchy. And I'm somebody, I mean, I am musical. I do sing. I don't do it very often. Maybe one day, but.
Could we get mother-daughter duet?
Yes.
Helena duet. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do it.
It's going to happen.
But when I hear a song and it's something that I like mostly, like, it doesn't take me but like one or two times to hear it before I know exactly like where it's going, you know. So this is a song, both of them, like I said, that I've heard so far are very catchy. And I feel like you could hear it on the radio like tomorrow. I've played them both for close family and friends, and everybody's like, this is so good. And I'm like, this is just the rough. Well, that's what it says in the notes or whatever you sent me. Like, this is just the rough draft. I'm like, is it? Actually, yeah. Like, what else do you need to do?
Which song are we speaking of?
Both.
Oh,
I've
both.
Sent her both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Both.
I know which one. Well, never mind. But
well, it's interesting because the newest one that is still in that like infant stages
yeah.
of writing,
very
like,
baby stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's cool that you like it already.
Yeah, I think the one that we just played was revamped version.
Reimagined.
Oh, I'm reimagined version yes. of the original that you had wrote and had on your little EP. This one's way cooler. And I remember the first time, because I'm like, I don't know. I can hear things in music that maybe most people wouldn't pay attention to, but it's because I was in band and all of that stuff. So I like have an ear for music differently. But like, I pay attention to all the things that are happening in the background, mm-hmm. like the main melody or the chorus that's going on. Like I'm listening to all the vocal tracks in the background and listening to those. I was like, okay, like you're like a Christina Aguilera sounding. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that really is her. I mean, I know you can sing, but it's just crazy how much it comes out in this style of music more than what you're doing in Memory Lane, which yeah. again, two totally different genres yeah. of music, but you know,
this kind of style, like this is my comfort. Like obviously a lot of the stuff I sing or maybe used to sing before I did all of this was, you know, that ballad style, Adele kind of vibe. But I've also really loved like pop music and you know, more of a vibe like that. So I don't know. I just, it flows so naturally. And this is just like what I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Memory Lane, you know, like you said, it's very two different genres. Memory Lane was something I had to learn how to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what makes them so beautiful. Cause like, this is my comfort zone, what Dom and I are doing. But also Memory Lane is so rewarding to me because I had to learn how to do that. I had to learn how to sing a completely different genre, completely different vibe. And somehow
you also like learned how to scream.
Yeah, I learned how to like right. Like so much stuff that I would have never thought I would ever try to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, to be able to do both, I don't want to touch back on that. But yeah, it's a very yeah. it's very beautiful and it's very rewarding. But yeah, this genre is very, very powerhouse, you know, exactly
it's
my vibe.
Awesome. So Dom, are you playing? Because I know you play guitar and I know you kind of have some of this behind the scenes mix and mastering piece of it. I think maybe
I don't mix and master like Now or Never.
Yeah.
Our first single that will be out shortly. I did not mix and master that. I'm assuming you're going to ask me what I've done with it, basically.
Yeah, what are you doing here? No, I'm just kidding.
Why are you sitting right next to me?
All you're doing is eating guacamole. What are you doing? So basically just for me, where I come in, as we had mentioned, this song Haley wrote when she was 17, which for anybody that wants to listen to the original version, if you just look up Haley Marie Official on whatever streaming service you use, you can listen to it there. But it's, you know, Angie, it's very different mm-hmm. than what is now. And basically, like for me, what I heard listening to it, I was like, this singing melody is so good. It's so catchy. Like, I love her voice in it, but the music is kind of lacking. Like, I'm hearing, you know, funk pop. Like, that's what I want to hear behind this, you know? So I presented that to her. And she was like, well, I just need to hear what you got to come up with. Like, maybe we could do that, you know? And so she came over and...
Lo and behold.
Yeah, just started writing. And yeah, I mean, basically, we work together on most of the songs. Like, even Haley will write some of the instrumentation with certain things. But generally speaking, I usually do a mm-hmm. lot of that. So I think we just started out with a basic drum beat, and then I wrote like a bass part, yeah. and then you actually wrote the synth part that's in the yeah. chorus.
I usually mess with the synth, yeah. but other than that, he's doing his thing. I'm writing lyrics in the back.
So
and
you're
then we
like
come
writing
together.
The yeah. music for it, like yeah. composing it. Is
composing,
that
correct? Composing, yeah.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, look at me knowing things. I was like,
you know all the terminology.
For real.
I do. I just had to pull it out of my ass, but okay, so how then, like, when you guys are doing this together, I just can't, I know I told you this, Haley, before, but like from one of the movies that I saw in the past 5 years that I fell in love with that was all about music was called A Star Is Born, and I don't know if you've yet to watch it.
No,
since
I
told you, but
what are we talking?
The
OG?
Recent, no,
no, the recent,
the
one.
Recent,
okay.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Like, yeah. I just, oh, everything about it was perfect.
I have to watch it.
My wife saw it in the theater 3 times, and I think she cried.
Oh
all
yeah,
three
she's
times.
Nodding her head.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's such a favorite movie of mine. But because I like not only do I like the story behind it, but the music and kind of watching how Lady Gaga went from, and I'm just using you as a reference, like as a, you know, you remind me of her in this story because she was somebody that had everything already within her, but she didn't know what to do with it. And I'm hearing from this conversation that Dom is somebody that was like, you're doing great what you're doing. It might just need a little bit extra pizzazz behind it and mm-hmm. hearing it play out the way that it is.
That's actually, I never really like thought of it on. That way. That's, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
I
thanks, guys.
I didn't think of that. Obviously, it's a different scale because yeah. Bradley Cooper in that movie was like this huge famous musician. I'm not some huge famous musician, but like
he was also a drunk. Like
I'm also not a drunk. but he was an adorable drunk though. Let's be honest.
He was so cute.
But yeah, that is similar. Like I think even we didn't touch on this earlier, but you know, how Haley came to be in Memory Lane was via Facebook. Our other guitar player, Josh, connected with her on there, and he had sent me a video of her singing. I was like, this is the girl that is going to be singing in the project. And right away I heard her voice, and I was just like, this girl is going to do more than emo. Like, yeah. This is not an emo project to me. Like, that was my initial thought. And yeah, I just like being around her so much. I'm like, dude, she can sing anything. Like,
yeah.
Which is so fun for me, because I feel like I have all the liberties in the world to write whatever I want, and she's just going to kill it over it. So
that's so true. I feel like, yeah. I mean, what better person to have? I feel like not knowing much I probably don't know anything about the music industry, but the limited knowledge that I do have, I feel like it has to be challenging to people like you in your position, or even in somebody like in her position, which makes it even more special, I think, knowing that you guys can have completely different backgrounds no matter where that came from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be able to find somebody that you can work well with together and not have it be, you know, so many people are just so ego driven and don't give people the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's so gross. Like, I witness it every day, no matter what industry you're in. And I think more people that can just appreciate that you have somebody that can complement what you're trying to do and make it better together is like the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Because when that happens, then we're all happy, because we're like, listen to this song that makes me so happy.
Right.
Yeah. One thing about this, I could say, like, it was never like forced. No. There was never like a moment, like you were saying, like there's no any type of ego, anything going on here. Like, it's such a natural kind of musical chemistry, and it's so cool. Like, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
We could literally do anything. We could sit in the room with a blank canvas and just come up with something so cool.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
it could be
like
we, you know, I want to continue doing these like Friday Files kind of things where we like something that wouldn't necessarily be on an album that LMTL would put out, just something we would release online, and it would be different, like a different genre and, you know, an of the moment kind of thing. And, you know, I feel like we can make any kind of music. I really do.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, I want to take one more break before we wrap this up, but I have some more closing points that I want to get to. We'll be right back.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Okay, we are back.
We are so back.
So back. All right, so really the last part of this conversation that maybe I'm naive again. I don't know a lot about music and the industry, but what I do know through my own experience or my own, you know, I have friends that have done different things in it. I feel like this generation of music is just so different. I know you're a little bit like, I think we said, Haley, you're 20, like we're all 10 years apart, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like each generation has their own version of what music and what it looks like to be successful and then industry looks like. Mm-hmm. So as an older person here, I feel like I'm automatically like, okay, how do we get this out there? Aside from, you know, talking about it here on the podcast, putting things out on social media, like, is this still something that you guys think that, like, you have an idea on what that looks like? Because you had experience in the industry, and do you think that this is also then, like, that everything goes, there's no rules anymore? Like, anybody can do whatever they want to do. It's just a matter of, like, fate, or how do you view that?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, I think we've been in the age of the internet. The internet trumps all things. You know, I don't know, if I'm being completely honest, I don't know like the set answer of like, how do you make what you're doing successful, other than, you know, the obvious things of like posting often, having good content. You know, I think I'm at least looking at this experience like I want to try to just do what we know and organically make as much happen as we can, and then just let things come our way. But I'm really hoping that people, you know, people listening to this, our friends, family, people that follow us online, will genuinely give this a listen and like help organically grow this with us. Like, share this to your friends and family. Like, you know, I want to have those like genuine connections with people we know first,
yeah,
and then branch out from mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I want to listen to what you have to say, Haley, too. But before, sorry, I went sideways there for a second. I was going to say, but before you say what you're going to say, I would say that I think the younger generation, and not that I'm putting you into that, but kind of, I think that people just think it happens automatically. Like, you're just going to go viral on social media and people are automatically going to be like, oh my gosh, they're so great. And I think that there is some truth to that, but it is the hard work and the authenticity and people understanding like who you are as a person, who you are as a musician, mm-hmm. and building organically. I would agree with your point.
Yeah, I would agree honestly with both of you. I would say, for my generation, I have noticed a lot of people my age, they are, a lot of it is kind of focused on TikTok and Instagram. And, you know, there is that luck of the draw where they just blow up and that's their life. That is like that one in a million chance. But I have noticed, I want to say ever since COVID, a lot of people have just been, especially my age, just blowing up. Like crazy. I mean, I watch it all the, like monthly on TikTok. I'll follow somebody who has been, you know, kind of, you know, not really as famous, but they have some sort of a following on TikTok, but then they'll post a song and then just flourish. But I do have to agree with you and with you, Dom, like the authenticity part of it and the hard work, you know, it really takes a lot of dedication and work. It really takes a lot of time, and you don't really notice that until you're actively trying to pursue it. You know, cause you'll have the lyrics, you'll have the song, you'll have, you know, your, what you're envisioning in your head for the song, but then it comes with the work. Like, we will sit and make this music for 8 hours until it's kind of not even up to our standards. You know what I mean? Well, it takes a long time to get even just a little chunk out of a song. And I just think, I just hope in our case, you know, our hard work will pay off in this moment and what we're trying to, you know, be
mm-hmm. yeah.
and who we want
to. Yeah. I just to add to that too, I think that you were talking about like, you know, younger generations, like it's just different how you connect with people and have a successful business. Cause at the end of the day, these are all business ventures. You know, it's not like the '70s or something where mm-hmm. like some record executive comes out and is like, oh, I like this band. I'm going to sign you tonight. You know, like that type of thing doesn't really happen. I'm sure there are cases like that. It's just very rare.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many more musicians and bands than there ever used to be. There are so many, shout out to me from the past, bedroom musicians everywhere. People, bedroom musicians that release stuff on SoundCloud and get 200,000 listeners or something, you know, like, I almost feel like there isn't a set formula on how that happens.
Yeah.
I personally just want to make the best art that I can make and put whatever effort I can into making that successful. And live with the results after that.
Yeah. I think that that is a really smart way of doing things. I don't know the answer to that question myself, obviously, but just knowing as much as I do know, it's definitely not that. Like, 'cause I had asked a few of my friends that have been in the industry or know people that are in the industry, and they're like, yeah, those days are not, it's not like I'm just taking around this little cassette or CD to be like, here, take this to your friend that knows so-and-so. Like, that doesn't happen. It really is about building a community, I think, and finding the people that would connect with you and like giving them what they want. And when you're genuinely pouring into people from an authentic place, I think that that just ultimately flourishes beyond anything.
And I think Dom and I have even said this to each other, even if this only reaches family and friends, and, you know, we're never going to stop doing this because it's something that we love to do. We're not reaching this to be, you know, billionaires. I mean, of course that would be nice. And
you're not?
I mean, that would be amazing. That's obviously the dream, but I just think from both of our perspectives, this is something that, like, we love to do and that we are very passionate about. And it's not something that would, you know, kind of discourage us, even if nothing happened from this, which obviously, like I said, the dream is that this goes a lot of places, but it's something that we both just love to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I would be happy just making music the rest of my life and having close family and friends streamers.
Yeah. I would genuinely, the day that we stop just doing this for whatever reason, that'll be a genuinely very sad day for me, because I just get so much joy out of it. Regardless of what comes from it, it's just, it's great. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's honestly what I hope the listeners like hear from this entire conversation, is that we all have dreams and aspirations, and whether it's music, whether it's podcasting, like, everybody has their own little place in the world. And I think when you find the one thing that you love, that you feel like you could do forever and ever and ever, even if you're making $0. For me, that's podcasting. Like, I don't always do it. You know, I'm busy doing a lot of other things, but I know, and thank you for the compliment that you gave off air. I won't, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think it's, I just think it is. Like, I think when you're doing something that you're meant to be doing, that it will resonate with the right people and people connect to that. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately, to me, what music means, what the voice, like, whether it's podcasting, music, like, we all have this inner voice, and that's how we communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think the more that we can do it from an authentic, beautiful place, the more people's lives that we can change. And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I agree. Very well said.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I just want to add too, I mean, that is another form of art. Like, I think interviewing, podcasting, like, there is definitely an art to that. And there are people that stand out that are amazing at it. And then there are some that you're like, eh.
Cringe.
Not yet. That's not your thing. But I think you have that, like, passion. Like, I can hear it in your voice and see it.
I could never do that. I can never be a podcaster. Yeah. I can't stand my voice.
I can hardly answer questions.
I'm stuttering just answering my own mother's questions. No. I can imagine.
We're not cutting that part out, though, either. This God. Is authentic. This is real.
This is authentic as it's going to get. Y'all are going to hear my speech impediments.
Oh, my gosh. I'll just keep singing beautifully, and nobody will even pay attention to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so where can everyone find you guys? What handles are we following? Where can people go?
Okay, everybody get a pen and paper right now and type or write in LMTL official on Instagram. LMTL official.
Do we have a TikTok yet?
No, I'm in the process of making us a TikTok. I will be making a TikTok soon. And if you want to follow us personally, I'm just at Haley Mahalik.
And I'm at Nostradamus. It's spelled a little bit differently. I'm going to spell it. N-O-S-T-R-A-D-O-M-A-S.
Okay. I'll put those in the show notes too. So right. Nobody even has to grab that pen and paper, because you could just click right on the screen and it'll take you
right
there.
I love that you said
screen.
Pen and paper. Like, get and your then quill
I said,
ready.
And then I said type it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. This chair is so funny. Oh, these chairs gosh. Are so... Listen, this is as real as it gets. I don't have a fancy... I have good equipment, but, you know, this is just me doing it in my kitchen of my apartment. And
sometimes that's
it's
all
a pretty
you need.
Dope setup, though. Let's be honest.
I
we've
would
got,
agree.
We're sitting... We've got the Cleveland skyline behind us. Yes. We've got the Brown Stadium, the lake. Like, yeah. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, but the chairs are so funny. One day, I will have a full... Whatever. One day. I don't care.
Let them know.
But no, honestly, thank you guys. I'm so glad that you were able to come and record this episode.
Yes.
I am so excited for what is to come for both of you. I think I have nothing, but like, honestly, I could cry just thinking about it. Like, it's really good. It's really, really good. Everybody that I've played it for has just been like, what the, like, it's just really something special about it. And I'm going to go before I start crying even more.
But I'm going to cry now. Like, don't look at me and cry.
But be sure, listeners, to follow along on the journey of LMTL, Limitless.
Limitless.
Element. I don't care. Whatever it
Stay
is.
Stay tuned for our release date. We'll be releasing our first single very, very soon.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Of
yes,
course.
Thank you, Mom.
Of course. Thank you for
this
being
was
here.
So fun.
Make sure you share this episode with all your people. Like, this is a good one. And I want everybody listening to this podcast, wherever you tune in from, to be as inspired as I am in this conversation mm-hmm. with these two lovely human beings. So thank you again for being yes. here.
And if you made it this far, comment LMTL Takeover.
Oh, okay.
Yep. 2026, baby.
Let them know. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next
Bye,
episode.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. I don't care what you say.
I'll do it anyway. I really don't care. Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.